Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Now, we've all heard of relationship status. Single, engaged, married, divorced, that sort of thing. Well, I was reminded recently that relationship status is not limited to people. Other organisms in the natural world have it too. Granted, plants and animals can't get married, but there are terms to describe how they relate to others. And the criteria for the terms is, when they interact, do they benefit? Are they harmed? Are they killed? Or are they neutral? So based on all of that, there are 6 options for their relationship status. First, there's amensalism, in which one party is harmed and the other party is neutral. So this would be like elephants walking on grass, right? The grass is harmed by the weight of the elephant, but the elephant neither benefits nor is harmed by the grass. Second, there's commensalism, where one party benefits and the other party is neutral. An example here is barnacles found on whales. They stick to the whales for safety and transport and to find food, but their presence doesn't benefit or harm the whale. The third one is competition. This is when both parties fight over the same resources and both are harmed. An example here is coral and sponges. All right, sponges live in coral, but if they take all the food, if they compete against the coral and take all the food, then the coral dies, which means the sponges no longer have a place to live, which kills the sponges. The fourth option is predation. This is when the predator kills the prey, like the lion killing the hyena. The fifth option is parasitism, where the parasite benefits and the host is harmed. Think ticks on animals or mosquitoes on you. And sixth and finally, there's mutualism, where both parties benefit. A good example of this is bees and flowers. You know how pollination works. The bees take the nectar for the food, but then transport some of the pollen from one flower to the next so the flowers can reproduce. So both of them benefit. But there is a catch in all this. In all of these examples, no matter what the relationship status is, the organism is always focused on its own survival. Even the bee is not thinking about helping the flower. It just wants the nectar. The fact that it carries some pollen from one flower to the next is just a happy accident. So basically, in the natural world, there is no cross-species altruism. In 1859, in his famous book on the origin of species, Charles Darwin wrote this, quote, "I do not believe that any animal in the world performs an action for the exclusive good of another of a different species. Yet each species tries to take advantage of the instincts of others." Unquote. So, in other words, an organism of one species could do something to benefit another organism of the same species, like adult elephants protecting baby elephants. But no species will do something exclusively for the good of another species. But what about people? We know there are times that one person benefits and another person loses. We know about predators who take advantage of others. We know about people who compete for the same resources. But are we always in it for ourselves? Can we ever be altruistic and put the needs of others first? Sometimes we are tribal and we're willing to help those like us. But do we ever put the needs of someone who's different before ourselves? And what does all this have to do with Jesus? Well, in today's gospel reading, Jesus talks about nature. In particular, he talks about vines and branches. He says, "I'm the vine, you are the branches." And clearly, that is a mutualistic relationship. The vine needs the branches to keep growing. And the branches need the vine to stay alive. So, in our relationship with Jesus, he needs us to spread his love to others, and we need him to keep living and growing. It's mutually beneficial, which is great. But is our relationship with Jesus altruistic? From Jesus' perspective, yes, of course, because he's always looking out for us. From our perspective, though, maybe not. When it comes to our relationship with Jesus, how many times are we more like parasites on a host instead of branches on the vine? How many times do we just think about what we can get out of him instead of what we can give to him? How often do we want Jesus to just be a genie in a bottle who grants our wishes? For example, many people pray and expect him to instantly make their lives better. Or many people live as good people and expect that he'll reward them with heaven after they die. Or many people go to worship and expect they'll get some kind of divine brownie points for it. Right? Whatever the case. Of course, there are times that we do those things with different motivations. But sometimes we do think only about ourselves. Sometimes we want all the benefits, but we're not willing to do our part. Now, yes, our salvation is not dependent upon what we do. So don't get me wrong there. But we do still have an important role to play in this life of discipleship. Even so, sometimes we still act like parasites on Jesus. But thankfully, that's not how Jesus sees us. Consider this. Jesus said these words to his disciples on their last night together. He had just told them about how Judas would betray him and Peter would deny him, and later, of course, everybody else would run away. Jesus knew this about them. And yet he still said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus says a whole bunch of these "I am" statements. But this one is the only one paired with a "you are" statement. And notice that he didn't say "you should be the branches" or "you will be the branches," Or if you're lucky, then one day you might become the branches. No, Jesus was telling them who they already were. You are the branches. Which on the one hand sounds really, really stupid. I mean, Jesus knows his disciples. He knows how they mess up. He knows what they've done and what they're about to do. He knows them inside and out. But on the other hand, he calls them branches anyway. He still has faith in them, even when they don't have faith in him. That's incredible. And that means that even when we are selfish, even when we treat Jesus like a genie in a bottle, even when we are only in it for ourselves, he says that we are still branches too. Jesus still has faith in us. That's amazing. Despite our behavior, Jesus chooses to abide with us and calls us to abide with him. And that word abide is a big word in the Gospel of John. It means a close, intimate relationship, like the relationship that Jesus has with the Father. They're distinct, yet connected. And Jesus says that you have that same close relationship with him. So think about that for a moment. Just as Jesus is close to the Father, so you are close to him. Just as the Father works through Jesus, so Jesus works through you. And in the same way, the vine works through the branches. The branches can't produce fruit on their own. Think about any fruit-bearing trees that you have in your yard. If you cut a branch off, that branch will stop producing fruit. Or if you've got a vase of cut flowers inside the house. For a while, they look pretty, but they're dead. After about a week, they shrivel up. They cannot live without being connected. They cannot produce that beauty on their own. They cannot be fruitful all by themselves. The branch must be connected to the vine. And it's the same way with us and Jesus. Plus, the fruit that they produce is not for them, but for others. Right? The vine doesn't eat the grapes it produces. The apple tree doesn't eat the apples. They produce them for others. This is how our lives work too. We are connected to Jesus, and what we do benefits others. This is what makes people, or at least the people of a church, different than the animals in the natural world. We are not in it only for ourselves. We are in it so that others can benefit and thrive too. And notice something else Jesus said. He said, "You are the branches," plural. He didn't say, "You are the branch," singular. Right? This is a communal thing. The one vine has many branches. and the many branches work together to be fruitful. Yes, each branch has its own fruit, meaning Jesus does great things through you as an individual, but together, the branches produce a lot of fruit. Together, we are the branches, along with many other branches that are connected to Jesus. And that means you are not in this alone. There are others here to hold you up and work with you and bear fruit alongside of you, just like you do for them. We do this together for the sake of others. So Darwin might have been right about the natural world when he said that animals are never altruistic for others of different species. But Jesus says something different. Jesus thinks of you over himself. Jesus gives his very life so that you can live. And he abides with us, so that as the church, we can abide in him and produce fruit for the sake of others. That's altruism. Because Jesus put us before himself, we can then put others before ourselves. So no matter the problems or challenges we face, no matter how we mess up, no matter how we can still act like parasites sometimes, Jesus is forever the vine, and you are forever some of his branches. How's that for a great relationship status? In the name of this one who abides in us and we in him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.